The deal includes $8.6 billion in cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Senator Sherrod Brown says the bill isn't perfect, but it's a lot better than the $40 billion Republicans originally wanted.
This bill will help growth. It's good on rural development. It's good on conservation. We've saved billions of dollars by taking, by ending the ludicrous, wasteful farm subsidies that have gone to big corporate farmers for decades.
And Brown says these SNAP cuts won't affect any Ohioans. That's because the bill would get rid of a provision that automatically increases food stamp benefits to people who qualify for heating assistance. Ohio is not one of the 17 states who offer what's known as heat and eat benefits. But Lisa Hamler-Fugit with the Ohio Association of Food Banks says that's cold comfort for many low-income Americans.
Now, all of us are going to be shivering from our very high utility bills, and we know for low-income folks that they're making choices every month because their benefits aren't adequate.
One in six Ohioans are dependent on food stamps, and those benefits have been whittled down in recent months. A new work requirement went into effect statewide last fall, and in November, a portion of the federal stimulus act expired, cutting SNAP benefits by $5 billion. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.